This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Renee Montaigne. When white rule ended with the election of Nelson Mandela in 1994, South Africans began calling their nation the New South Africa. And the New South Africa was supposed to be harmonious and offer equal opportunity to all races. All this week on Morning Edition, we're examining life in South Africa today. And as NPR's Charlene Hunter-Gault finds, the country Mandela envisioned is clouded by lingering racism.
If you take a walk down this Johannesburg street, resembling the freewheeling ambiance of New York's Greenwich Village, even at night, South Africa's rainbow of colors is clearly visible as South Africans of all colors eat, drink, play games, just groove, as they say here. It could easily be the realization of Nelson Mandela's dream of a rainbow nation. But the happy sounds here belie dark realities elsewhere. A white youth on a rampage shoots four blacks, whites-only toilets in a police precinct. A white columnist imagining a time before the arrival of the white man writes, "Every so often a child goes missing from the village, either eaten by a hungry lion or a crocodile. The family mourn for a week or so and then have another child." And a black journalist organization sued for refusing to allow a white reporter to attend their meeting with the country's ruling party leader. But this video was one of the most explosive. At the once predominantly Afrikaner University of the Free State, Afrikaner students played a vicious trick on black cleaning staff, forcing them to eat a putrid stew on which one of the Afrikaner students was seen to be urinating. A protest, apparently, against the university's move to integrate dormitories. After eating the stew, the video shows the staff members vomiting.
This is very good!
A few months after the incident, a comedy show on campus draws a mixed audience having fun. But just beneath the surface, racial tensions and fears linger.
It's very tense.
Palesa Maseu is a 22-year-old black senior.
I actually get scared when I see a white person coming closer to me. I try and make space, you know, so that just he can pass.
The atmosphere has changed for the worse. Yeah.
Why?
For the worse?
Some Afrikaner students, like sophomore Jack Kotsir and his friend Stan Weston, say they think the video was wrong. But they also say while they once had black friends, they now feel threatened after seeing the protest posters of some of the black students, says Jock.
The black people come and they threaten, they say they're going to rape the white women and stuff like that.
The black vice rector, Ezekiel Morake, insists integrating the dorms will continue because he says it's necessary to prepare the students for accepting diversity in the larger society. But, he says, his mission is complicated by a conservative white party's active recruitment on campus and also home training.
There are people who are still upholding the separation on the basis of race that existed during the apartheid era.
Frederick Fury, an Afrikaner and rector of the university, acknowledges the university is more polarized than before the video and says,
"We must tackle the absence, perhaps, of a shared vision and the presence of fears and anguish in some groups and other groups' expectations or over-expectations and pain."
Jody Colopin, chairman of the Human Rights Commission, says the University of the Free State case is not isolated and points to postings from young whites around the country on a cyberspace chat room.
There's one that says, "F the government, F the ANC, F the flag, and F soccer." Soccer is associated as a black sport.
Colopin says such attitudes are not limited to the young and are also older than apartheid, which became government policy in 1948.
It started in 1652 when the settlers arrived here. And so it's been deeply ingrained into the psyche of both white people and black people. And therefore, I think perhaps there was an unrealistic expectation of how fast we could achieve this ideal of a non-racial democratic society.
How dangerous is it?
Well, I think if left unchecked, it can seriously tear the nation apart.
University of the Free State rector Fury.
A rainbow is a good vision to have for this country, but I think it's still fully under construction. And parts are falling down, parts haven't been constructed. And I think the challenges we have is to openly face that, to have this fantastic vision, but to say we've got to construct this still and we must be honest and open about it.
Oh, my God, Nicholas!
And scenes like this one, where racially mixed groups groove together, hold out the hope that somewhere in the distance shines a rainbow. Charlene Hundergault, NPR News, Johannesburg, South Africa.
South Africa has one of the world's highest crime rates, and tomorrow, who wins when a crime-fighting unit tangles with a senior government official? And at npr.org, you can read Charlene Hundergault's Reporter's Notebook about this series.